of gender equality, childcare and protection. I will be elaborating on the first batch of questions, as was asked by Madam Kilad. Okay, the first questions. There was a question on age. On age, stating that we have a different age stipulated in the constitution. That's the Namibian constitution. Contrary to what was mentioned, the constitution for the Republic of Namibia does not define the age as stated. However, it sets out legal ages for different areas, for example, in education. Primary education, it's compulsory for a child under 16, but it doesn't state that a child's age ends at 16. Another one, it also sets the age of when a child should not be employed. For example, children under 14 should not be employed under those hazardous conditions, and so on. Overall, the Child Care and Protection Act, which we term the CCPA, defined now the age of the child and repealed the Age of Majority Act. So previously, the age of majority in Namibia was at 21. So our CCPA defined the child as a person under the age of 18. And that is our age of majority. It ends at 18 and is also in par with international standards like the Convention on the Rights of the Child. There was a question on the Children's Fund that is provided for in the Child Care and Protection Act. The Children's Fund has been prioritized by the ministry, by the government, as it's approved to be established also by our cabinet. And there are resources allocated for its establishment as for this financial year. So we will be moving forward with that opening of that specific fund account. There was also a question on the new national agenda for children, more on allocation of resources. We have taken note of that question on that allocation of resources. Another one was on the permanent task force, whether that has a clear mandate to coordinate activities for children. The permanent task force is a coordinating body that was established years back by cabinet. It was a directive from cabinet that the ministry coordinate all the activities and programs for children. The ministry coordinate activities from the other stakeholders because the rights of children are vested in the mandates of different ministries and stakeholders. It cannot be promoted by one ministry or one individual or one organization alone. But the permanent task force, it's a body with the different stakeholders, the different ministries, government and non-government, especially those who have a national representation. It's chaired by the Ministry of Gender. It meets quarterly and is taking up all those matters affecting children, making input into those policies that we are developing, and reporting further to cabinet on the implementation of the national agenda for children that we have been referring to. It also makes further recommendations as as necessary as per other for other programs for children. So it has a full mandate to coordinate. Under water and sanitation, it was also a question of resources, the mere resources, underfunding and so on. We take note on that, and we will provide a written response later. And that goes the same to the question on procurement. If there are any challenges on that, there's always a room for improvement, but we will also give a written response on that one. The same with the budget. And on data collection, whether it's disaggregated by age, sex, and all the others. We refer to the statement of the Honorable Minister on the various data systems that have been established in the country with the purpose of collecting data on these issues, and it was already elaborated on in that statement. Yes, with those few, thank you very much. Did I leave out anything, colleagues, that you need to add? Rahim, sir?
Any question?
If I can just clarify, you can now move on to the next set of questions. We don't need to come back through the chair. You can just continue in the order that you want to answer.